Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Boop squad back again.
Boop squad back again.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so guys, I have actually a really funny question for you later on in the podcast about singing. We have Anna Grace Newell, AG, Boop Squad Extraordinaire, the OG member, back in action. This is my first remote podcast. I feel like such a little techie girl. I figured all this stuff out by myself. There's no one here helping me. Just kidding. LOL. Fuck that. Producer Courtney's here. I would never know how to do this. But it seems pretty cool. I could talk to anyone anywhere in the world. Who should I have on?
Cool.
No one but Anna Grace.
It's just me. It's just so that Anna Grace can come on while she's in Florida.
No, it's I actually Shannon only was did like, this for you.
Shannon was like, I could fly here. I'm like, Shannon, we could just do a video chat. People
like,
do it every day.
Don't be crazy. And it's like the little tiny things like lags. Like I'm like, Anna Grace isn't laughing at my jokes fast enough. And Anna Grace is like, no one really talks as fast as a Shannon. So it's not going to sound like a lag to them. It's going to sound very normal.
I know. It's also probably better because then and maybe in some way we won't be talking over each other. You know, it'll lag us out. So we just like talk.
Oh my God. What a treat. I'm sure I'll still find a way to fucking talk over you.
It's okay. I hope you do. I miss you so much. I can't wait to see you in a day, 2 days, 3 days. I don't know.
I'm going
to
see you in.
We could have done
literally,
this.
Literally, I got the check-in notification for the airplane, for the flight. Anna Grace, Austin, Daddy Coach, and Daddy James, Coach James. Oh my God, we both take coaches. I love that. They are going to be with us. We've invited them along on our trip to Joshua Tree. So we go to Joshua Tree, California. I'm going with Smart Water. I'm so pumped. I'll explain way more later down the road. But I think Anna Grace and I are going to try to record an episode while we're in Joshua Tree. So it'll be Boof Squad nonstop. You guys will have nothing but Boof Squad content. So
it's going to be amazing. So James has the same birthday as me, basically. His is July 5th and mine is July 7th. Also, Shannon and I have so many weird parallels in our life. The fact that we're both carless, homeless. I'm in an Airbnb right now and I have to do my walkthrough and Shannon just did her walkthrough, which she's going to do a whole solo episode. But I am so scared because this is what happened to me, Shannon. I was going on my podcast saying things like very candid. My phone just rang. I'm like, it's my landlords. I know I'm talking about them. I don't have as much beef with my landlords as you do, but.
Right.
But I was going on my podcast just wiling out, saying the craziest things that I would never say on Instagram stories because I'm like, the people that are listening to the podcast, they're invested. And
it just feels like such a safe place, too.
And you're alone. You're on the microphone. It's almost like sometimes I'm venting.
Yes. And we're like, this is therapy.
This is therapy for me. You guys are just listening. You're welcome. My landlord comes by the other day and she's like, I really want to come on one of your trips. I've been hearing about your Costa Rica trip on your podcast. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
Because the last episode, I'm like, yeah, I'm moving. I'm like, we never really liked this house anyways. Like, it was just kind of very okay. It was super overpriced.
Oh, no.
I'm like going in about how much we didn't like the house. It's not a bad house. It just didn't make sense. Now I'm scared she's going to listen to this podcast. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense.
My, and then my owners were never, they, I don't think they understand what I do. I think they think I'm a stripper. I don't know how they think I afford their house, like, on my own. And they're like, you live here by yourself. And then on top of them just being like literally granny devils. They were just like, I was trying to explain because they got my followers so nice, so sweet, but they like sent like not very nice things about them taking advantage of me on the Zillow thing. And I was like, no, stop. Don't do that. Like, it's not necessary to like send any kind of messages. Because whenever my house went back up for rent, it just blasted out an email to anyone that lives in Nashville. Well, my house is very easy to recognize because I record from it. So anyways, everyone was like, not everyone. Apparently it was two people sent emails and I was like, oh my God, please cease and desist. Like, that is not the move. Don't do that. But they were like, you're having your friends do this. And not that I don't think my followers are my friends, but it's just one of those moments where she thinks I picked up the phone and rallied the troops and was like, we ride at dawn, like calling all my friends and told them to email. I'm like, no, but you can't explain it. Like, what am I supposed to say? I have a podcast. I'm like, I don't know what to say. They're so old. They like will not understand anything. Sorry if you're old and listening to this, but you know.
Well, but I wondered when you were posting that stuff, I was like, I wonder if they're going to see it. Cause I've been on there kind of talking shit. The only reason I was talking shit about my house is it's so expensive. Every time somebody walks into my house and then I tell them how much rent we're paying, they're like, oh no. And I'm like, yes,
I did that.
Yes. It's just a very nothing fancy house. And it is like Malibu, New York rent prices here in Ponte Vedra. I don't know what is the deal.
It's crazy. I'm basically just going to absolutely spill the motherfucking tea about my whole situation because nothing about it isn't true and nothing about it is like illegal. I've like Googled everything in Tennessee that you Google. Honestly, I'm a fucking lawyer at this point. This is a lawyer podcast. There's just lots of, my new place is like right on top of a highway. So you might just hear a lot of like scoot, scooting, toot, tooting, beep, beeping.
I'm hearing a little siren, but it's okay.
Little siren. But yeah, I don't care. Like, honestly, these people are taking advantage of a situation and taking advantage of young, impressionable women. So fuck them. Anyways, let's get down to the nuts and bolts about how our lives always do absolutely parallel. And it's so fucking crazy to me. Like, we do the exact same things at the exact same time.
At the exact same time, literally starting with Good Luck Chuck, which was Val, who blessed us with our future husbands.
She really did. She really said, oh, you want a future husband? No problem. Just hang out with me for a little bit. Party. We're going to do like some fun things. And then you're going to meet your husband like a week later.
And I feel like we had the exact same kind of relationship trajectory. Like we did like long distance thing, like the same timelines for our relationship. So like everything has been the same. And then we always joke how something will happen to Shannon like a month or two first, or something will happen to me a month or two first. And we're like, oh, that happened because the universe was preparing us so we could give the other one advice.
Currently, that or like the universe was preparing us for, there's nothing better than when you're telling or venting to one of your friends and you're explaining something to them and they're like, trust me, I fucking get it. And they can like really validate your feelings and like understand what you're going through because they went through the exact same thing. And just like dumb little stuff like moving and the treacherous trenches of like moving all your shit whenever you are like as outlandish as me and Anna Grace and have a fucking pink feather boa for every outfit or some shit. So like it's just nice to like be able to call someone and be like, isn't this annoying? You're like, yeah, it's so annoying. I'm like, okay, gotta go. Bye. You're like, bye.
Bye. This sucks.
Bye. Yeah, I'm like drinking. Normally I'm drinking like rosé or fucking boof-holing tequila down my jugular, but I'm feeling very Anna Grace right now because I just have some hot lemon tea and honey. I kind of sound like one of those girls that like does sex calls. Like, for only $9.95, you could talk to me all night. Don't I kind of sound like one of those girls?
Yeah, you do. It was kind of like, you're kind of like selling me on the deal.
You're turned on. She's buying.
I have, this kind of looks like a beer, but it's not. It's a kombucha. And Austin's been on this like big kombucha kick. He gets on things. I did not know. I almost broke up with him because he gave me this kombucha at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Bitch, this thing has like 12,000 grams of B12 in it. It was like 2 a.m. and I was like doing like, yes.
Oh my gosh. She's doing like water aerobics. Wait, I had no idea that it had like B12, which is like essentially caffeine, right?
Yeah,
it's worse. People get like shots of B12, and they like go crazy.
And it's made from tea, so yeah, I've only had this much, but I'm about to blast off.
Blast off! Honestly, it's Friday. Turn up, girl. Enjoy yourself. Just get freaky. Let your freak flag fly.
After moving, we deserve this.
I agree. I haven't had a drink all week. Did I just lie? No. No, I didn't.
It's because we're both sick.
Yeah, true. Oh my God, and we also, she's like, I was like, I'm coming down with a cold. I hope I still don't have it before Joshua. She's like, I have the same thing. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, let's take them through too. Well, except you're not Carlos anymore because you have that really cute truck now. But I also am just
bitch, the truck broke down.
No.
Yeah, the truck broke down. The truck is chucking. You know what it almost did? It almost broke down it did break down at my rental, at the house I was doing a walkthrough. And the morning of the walkthrough, I went at like 7 a.m. I was like, maybe it just needs a little rest. Maybe it just needs to like take a little nap. And then it'll start for me tomorrow. Because imagine those old ladies got to the house and I was like, sorry, yeah, I'm gonna have to have the truck towed from the driveway. Like, they wouldn't have been able to pull in. They would have lost their motherfucking mind. They would have been like, breach of contract.
Also, like he said, I'm just gonna let the truck take a little nap.
It loved it, by the way. It totally worked for the next morning.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it started right up. I said, I told you, James, it just needed a little nap.
He's like, oh no.
What the fuck is this? He's like, I've come to America. I already can't drive on this side of the road. And now you've got me driving this clunker on the wrong side of the road. And it's breaking down every 2 seconds. And I was like, cheer up, darling. It's cute on Instagram.
You're like, it's an aesthetic, okay? It's not practical. It's for the look. Oh, James.
Hello, summertime. It's me, yet again, your favorite grocery store hater who hates going to the grocery store no matter what season it is, but especially when it's summertime and I'm sweaty, okay? Listen, I am just simply not trying to be in a crowded grocery store inevitably buying loads and loads of food that I don't need and won't end up using. So I've been using Factor to get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to my door. I mean, legit, in less than 2 minutes, they're heated up and they're ready to devour. And here's the thing. Honestly, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They've got keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie. And for bulking season, baby, Factor also has protein plus meals on the menu each week. You know those are James' favorites, obviously. These meals are prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long because you're eating good, clean, healthy food. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, it's restaurant quality, seriously. One of my favorite things about Factor's chef-prepared meals is that they actually show you who the chef is who made the meal. Like, there's a little photo and a little bio about them on the packaging. It's so cool to me, and it makes you feel like the chef just came to your house to make it. They've also got great add-ons for snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, and a ton more. You can also add protein to a vegan or veggie dish if you want to switch it up. The options are endless. Factor just makes it so easy to eat in, eat clean, and for less. Also, they have some seriously good breakfast options if you're rushing in the morning and you need good food fast. And you already know I hooked it up with a discount code for you. Head to factormeals.com/probably50 and use code probably50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code probably50 at factormeals.com/probably50 to get 50% off your first box.
I had someone message me something that cracked me up to no end. They messaged me and said, will you please, and I'm crying at this. Will you please, hold on.
I swear, I think I know what you're going to say.
What?
Is it about singing at her wedding?
Yes. How did you know that? They messaged you too?
Because, listen to what happened. I don't know if this is the same person, but so you guys, earlier today I was getting my ordained minister license because I'm officiating a wedding coming up in July. And
what are you never not doing, by the way? Like, my mom can officiate weddings.
Literally, your mom and I are also like cut from the same cloth.
Agreed.
So another thing, though, Sharon Kay and I both did, we were placing horse bets, and we both won. We were guessing the winning
horses.
That's
true. Y'all are both witchy. My good Glinda witches.
That's right. Okay, so anyways, we're both ordained psychic ministers. It's niched content, but in high demand.
I really like it.
Okay, so I was telling Kylie on the phone, that's whose wedding I'm doing. I was like, oh, she was like, this is so funny. You're going to officiate my wedding. And then people are going to come out of the woodworks being like, will you officiate my wedding? It becomes like a service that I offer. Yes. And I was laughing so hard how I told her, I said, I have to tell you something. One time I posted this TikTok video of me lip syncing so good. I was lip syncing so good. I mean, it really looked like I was singing. And this girl messaged me. No, she emailed me. She wrote an email and said, could you please sing at my wedding? You have the voice of an angel.
I'm fucking crying. I'm fucking crying because one, that's not where I was going with my conversation. And two, you don't have a bad voice. I feel like you could be a pop star.
I think I could too. But like the TikTok was something that was like a hymn. It was like, whoa, yeah. Like it was like, he was like, it was like a bolt. And it was just like a trend. And she emailed me and was like, you have the voice of an angel. Will you sing at my wedding? And I was like,
wanted, please sing at my wedding. Okay. No. Do you want to know what someone messaged me? Someone messaged me what? And said, and I'm crying. Oh, they God. Go, hey, ask her to make up a song on the spot and see if she plagiarizes that shit again. Snow is forever.
Snow around the world.
Oh my God. I was like, that is so fucking funny. Like, I really do think you just be like, what I thought you were about to be like, I made up this really cute song for Kiki's wedding. It goes like this, going to the chapel and we're gonna get like, you're like, I just like thought of that. I don't know. It's like so cute. Like that's some shit you would say.
I just like thought of this song. I've never heard it before. Everyone's like, get out.
Get out. Okay. Also, I have a question since we're going to Joshua Tree together, which by the way, I had like a briefing call with the brand I'm going with. And I was like, sorry, I swear my voice will be back by like, you know, next week, most likely. And they were like, it kind of suits you. Like you kind of seem like a girl that would have a vocal fry. And I was like, oh really? Do I? But hopefully we have it back by then. But I have a question since we're going to Joshua Tree. Isn't that one of those places that has like some crazy like gravitational pull or force or something like... Are you going to be okay?
Well, everyone says, I don't know. I hope so. I'm like, me blows away. I float off into outer space. Y'all never
She's
see
like, sorry, my soul left. We're like, what?
Well, you know what? It is the most spiritually sound place in the United States of America. Oh, that's where I was going with that. How James and I have the same birthday. We're both Cancers. Shannon and I are dating each other in male forms.
Austin and I are both Sagittarius, and then Anna Grace and James are both Cancers, and their birthday's like a day apart. And I literally was like all the time, I'm like, I have a type. I have a type.
Well, whenever I was traveling abroad in Italy, I am the girlfriend that turns her brain off, and I'm like doing a TikTok dance in the train station, and Austin is sweating through his t-shirt, booking our tickets, crunching numbers, calling ahead, scheduling. And I'm like, see, but when I was living basically with Shannon did that for me. I didn't do it.
Literally.
I just showed literally. Up.
I just showed up and I'd be like, Anna Grace, we're gonna go. And you'd be like, okay, I brought some snacks. And I'd be like, perfect.
And like, I brought perfect. A purse full of butterfly clips. Let me put some clips in your hair. Got some crystals.
I've got some crystals. And I'm like, perfect. Our ETA is 407. The truck that's gonna pick us up, license plate 409. You're like, perfect. Who wants some ashwagandha?
Not the ashwagandha. Don't bring her into that.
Don't bring her into that. Okay. Well, I really hope you're okay in the gravitational pool. I was just trying to remember about Sedona, which last time I asked you about Sedona, you said, fuck that place.
Fuck that place. That was a vortex and it sucked me in and I lost 8 hours of my life. Vortex.
You do have 8 hours of unaccounted time in your life, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, no, like, I think I might have been abducted by aliens. I'm still not sure.
If you guys haven't not listened to Trip of a Lifetime on this podcast, it's still, I'm pretty sure, the number rated most listened to episode. Producer Cordy, yes, she's nodding her head, yes. It's, like, the most listened to episode of my podcast career because it's just simply the fucking funniest thing that ever existed.
It was, like, I always tell people, too, it was low-key so traumatic. Like, I had to talk through the situation in therapy later. But, like, could I absolutely make it really funny? Because it was just so crazy. But, yes, Shannon, thank you. It was absurd. It was absurd. I'm still, like, not over it. And now Austin's been like, I want to try microdosing. And I'm like, fuck! No!
So... I was came here to tell you. So I've been saving this for the podcast. This is always so hard for me and Anna Grace to do because we are best friends. It's so hard for me to save like stories for the pod, but I've been saving this one. Are you ready? I did mushrooms for the first time.
I shut the fuck up. I still can't believe you're even saying those words at me right now.
I literally, when I tell you, you know me, I'll try anything twice. When I tell you, I literally, I have no words other than that I had the best time of my life. But it was because I have fucked up taking drugs so many times and done them the wrong way so many times that this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to go into this with much reservations, many reservations, much haste. Not much haste, that's fast. Whatever word I'm trying to say, I basically was like, I'm going to be very careful. I'm going to tread lightly here. And they were like, you could do, it was like a chocolate situation. So I think they're microdosed mushrooms and chocolate, right? And so I was like, I'm going to take, they're like, you can take a whole square. I was like, that's all you fucking think. I'm not taking a whole fucking square. Last time I did that, I did meth. Not really, but I was just like, you know what? I'm not chancing it. So I was like, okay. So I did like, I think 3/4 of a square, which by the way was the perfect amount. It didn't make me feel like, which I did ask people before I was doing it. I did it like a couple weeks ago. And I did ask the people that were there. I asked the guy, I was like, listen, does this make me feel like, whoa, I'm on a drug? Like, I don't want to hallucinate. He's like, no, like it really doesn't. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, you're going to be good. You're just going to be giggly. You're just going to love life. It's just going to be fun. And I was like, okay, that's exactly what happened. I literally just loved life. Now, I still don't think I would probably like just like take them all the time. I'm not like addicted to the effects of them. I just like had the most silly, goofy time with my friends because we were just laughing at anything. Honestly, if you were looking at us, you're probably like, those people are fucking insane. Or you're probably looking at us being like, those people are definitely on mushrooms. Because I was just giggling. And like someone said something, like some word like signifies. And I was like, signifies? I was like, you said signifies? And they're like, bitch, are you okay? And I was like crying. I was doing that laughing where you're like crying. You cannot stop crying from laughing so hard. And yeah, yes. It was just a silly goofy time. The only thing I did not know though is that they do keep you awake. Like they're not, I was picturing mushrooms being like weed where I'm like, ooh, and now I'll be sleepy, make sleeperson. No, it's like an upper. So we wanted to make sure we took them before like, you know, midnight because we didn't want to stay awake till 4 a.m. So I just had a really good time. And then the next day, I took them again.
I'm pissed.
I know. I knew you would be upset. But then the next day, I took them again, and I didn't feel anything because I was too afraid to take more. And after like an hour, I was like, I still don't feel anything. And then everyone else was like, I feel some a little bit, some not. And I was like, you know what? I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm just not going to take anymore. Like, it's not in the cards for me because then so much time had already passed. I didn't want to take too much. And that's what happened with the fucking Molly in Ibiza. I was like, I don't feel anything. And then it was a fucking problem. So I'm proud of myself for not taking too many.
I'm very proud of you. Wow. And see, you know what? I'm pissed because I wanted to have a really beautiful, silly, goofy, boot scooting time on mushrooms.
I know you did.
But instead, I lost my ever-loving mind. And yes, that's why it lasted so long. That's when I was like basically digging my own grave out in front of the freaking 5-star hotel because I was wired. Like you're fucked up and you can't like sleep it off.
Yes. It's miserable when you're like, when you want a drug to be out of your system and it can't get out of your system, there's nothing literally worse.
I don't know a single person who isn't obsessed with Topgolf after they've tried it. If you haven't been, it's this like massive, stunning, cool venue that has so much more than just golf. It's an experience. So I've gone with like all my friends. I've taken my parents there. I've gone with my goddaughters. It's legit perfect for anyone. And I'm personally not super good at golf, but that's where it's fun because like it doesn't matter. I've gone with my friends before that are legit so good at golf, and sometimes I even beat them at games we've played. So they've got these huge light up targets that you try to hit into a massive fairway, and there's like a ton of different games that are associated with them. And another thing that I try to do is convince all my friends who are really good at golf, you know, those ones I mentioned, to come with me on Half Price Tuesday. It's so cool. Literally every Tuesday, gameplay is half off. So you get more play for less pay, baby. Some exclusions apply, but you can read all about that on their website. So I get them there for the Half Price gameplay, and then they help me with my swing, teach me more about golf and all that jazz. They got music pumping, amazing food and drinks that get delivered right to your bay. Get the pizza, trust me. And personally, my favorite part is even though it's technically outside, it's covered. And so in the winter, they got heaters to make it cozy. And in the summer, they've got fans to keep you cool because mama does not like to sweat. Oh, and shout out to my lefties because another reason that I never really played golf, or I guess why I was kind of like always intimidated, is because I don't actually have my own set of clubs. So it's rare that anyone else is left-handed and can let me borrow them, whatever. And Topgolf hooks it up with the lefty clubs. Actually, everyone gets to choose whatever club they want when they're there. So it's nice. You get to kind of just like play around with whichever whichever ones work for you. And I just genuinely have such a good time every time I'm there. Also, if there's someone in your life who wants to have fun but also cannot miss a game on TV, we all know the type, then don't worry. They have giant TVs everywhere. I'm telling you, the next time you don't know what to do with your friends, with your parents, or even with your kids, take them to Topgolf. It will not disappoint. Also, it's fun to try something new. I never thought that I'd be interested in golf, but Topgolf makes you forget that it's a serious sport and you just have fun with it. Listen, it's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Pro tip, by the way, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any other day.
Oh, you'll also be proud of me. This just reminded me of this memory. When I was at Stagecoach,
Tommy,
I was like walking around and this random person, I hope she listens to the podcast, because she was like, oh my God, Shannon, hi. I just want to say hey. And I was like, hi, I love meeting people, you know, out that follow me or whatever. And she was like, asked if I wanted this like drug, and I think it was ecstasy or something, and I was like, sure. And then the girl that I was with was like, don't do that. And I was like, no, like, it's fun. We're at a festival. Like, I always try new things at festivals. And she was like, bitch, I listen to your podcast. I am not the bitch you're trying a new drug with. Which, remember, I did ecstasy at Coachella when you and I went. So I was like, yes, I was like, no, yes, I've done it before. It's fun. Like, la, la, la. This girl, I locked her in a porta potty, but it was just for a little bit. And me and porta potties. Anyways, I was like, I was like, no, it's okay. And I looked at the girl and I was like, have you already taken it? And she's like, yeah. Which, by the way, this pill was like crumpled up, like half bitten off of. She was like, I'm just taking little gnaws. Like, I'm just kind of gnawing it off. And I was like, oh God,
Shannon.
But I was gonna take a little gnaw. God. Like, I'm just down to do it for the plot at all times. And so I was going to take a little nibble of her like gnawed off ecstasy pill that was in like a used gum wrapper of sorts. I mean, I guess she had to sneak it in somehow. And so I did, I looked at her and I was like, so what does it make you feel like? Like, just like fun, like, ooh. And she was like, yeah, it makes you feel like that for like the first 30 minutes. But I'm not going to lie, after that, you do kind of start seeing stuff. So I just want to be completely honest with you. You will start seeing like certain like hallucinations of certain things, but it's not scary. And I go, oh, okay, thank you so much for telling me that. I'm actually not going to gnaw on that anymore. I'm going to just say no thank you to the gnaw. And I do want to really say thank you for offering, because, you know, that was, could have been a really special time for both of us. And the girl that I'm at Stagecoach was literally looking at me like, you are fucking crazy. And I was just like, but I was like, I just want to say like, thank you so much for the offer. And she was like, of course. And I was like, and thank you even more so for being honest about the drug. And she was like, absolutely.
Shannon, you are fucking crazy. I would have karate chopped her. Well, I'm really proud. Not the freaking gnawing that y'all were gonna bite off of the same pill. Have you ever seen this girl before? No,
never. But she seemed trustworthy. She really did.
She seemed like a good
and
apple.
She was because she told me about the drug, and I decided not to take it because she told me the truth. I ain't trying to hallucinate.
Did you ever see that meme that was like, our whole life, our parents prepared us for like when people like offer us drugs, like say no. And then this guy's like, motherfucker, nobody be out here offering me free drugs. That shit is expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Have you seen those? I always think that's funny because you are that 1% though, that people actually do just randomly come up and offer you drugs.
They do. I'm the outlier, dude. People are like, you want to try this? And I'm like, what is it? A beaver tranquilizer? I'll try anything once. Is this what the kids are doing? Will Gen Z think I'm cool? Like, I'm sure.
Shannon's like, I'm a cool mom. We're like, you don't have any kids yet, Shannon.
Yeah, like, what the fuck am I trying to prove? Like, these kids that are not even born yet, they're like, stop. Do less, mom. Do less.
Mom.
Like, relax. Okay, I want to know, because you just went to Italy. Like, you're, like, weddinged up. Like, you're about to officiate a wedding. You just went to Italy for a wedding. So if you guys remember, I had Haley Ringo on this podcast. Iconic, legendary. We love her. And she was actually discussing, because she's a wedding photographer, she was discussing her wedding that she was planning in Italy, and you just went to it. So tell me everything about your trip to Italy. Where did you guys go? What did you do?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So we did. We love Haley. Honestly, the worst part about the whole thing is that when you go to somebody's wedding, you just want to like fucking hang out with the bride, and they're so busy. But
it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I just want to hang out with Haley. Let's kidnap her and bring her back to our room.
Yeah. So, she's like, I'm fucking busy. I'm fucking my husband. You're like, no, stop. Come sleep over.
No, come stay in our room. Literally. So they did like a whole trip, which was so smart because they had stuff planned like on the Monday when you get there. Then like the wedding was on a Wednesday and then they all went out and did a wine tour on Friday. So we came earlier and made a whole trip of it. We did like Lake Como, which was beautiful, stunning. Lake Como is a really hot place to get married right now. Haley actually got married in Florence for those of you listening. But The first day is always a doozy, which Shannon, I really want to applaud you on the amount that you've been going back and forth to London. Shannon called me in the middle of, I was at hotel, I think it's Tremezzo. It's the beautiful famous one in Lake Como that's like $3,000 a night. We're sitting at the bar at this expensive, luxe, gorgeous, stunning on Lake Como. And I'm just yeeting peach iced tea. I'm like in the middle.
She was like, how do you do this? And I was like, dude, first of all, you have got to start taking drugs. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do drugs when I go to London. I just genuinely, like, I have this whole, like, thing that I do, this whole process. I can share it with you guys if you want. It's, like, it's called time shifting. But I do feel bad now because as one of your best friends, I should have told you about time shifting before. It's, like, a whole process where you, like, wear sunglasses when it's, like, sunny outside during the day that it's supposed to be night in the other country. And the main thing you can't do, like, if you're ever about to travel abroad, the main thing you can't do is you can't do the thing where you're like, oh my god, it's 9:30 in America. Like, you can't do that or else it'll just like mentally fuck you.
When I answer her FaceTime call, I'm in the middle of a peach tea iced tea blackout because I'm so tired when I'm trying to drink caffeine. She's like, shit, I should have told you about time shifting. I'm like, is that something I can do right now in my mind?
Can I shift my perspective of my mind? I can read the Akashic records, but can I shift my mind? I'm like, no, it's kind of like a whole thing you have to do like 4 days before. It's not really, no, sorry. It's not really witchy. It's kind of just like Bill Nye the Science Guy.
I like that though. So anyways, the first day it was weird. We got on the airplane at like 4 o'clock and it was that weird time portal where we landed and it was 6 a.m., but it was only 11 p.m. our time. So we like never were sleepy. And then we just woke up. Not a lick of sleep. I thought we were going to like, oh, yeah, we'll sleep on the whole plane ride. No sleep. No bus, train, car, no
another
sleep.
Club, Italy, Lake Como, Terrazzo, no sleep. Peach iced tea, club, another peach iced tea.
Peach iced tea. Dude, the peach iced tea there was good as hell. But they weren't even serving us snacks. They were like, get out of our bar. You're not buying alcohol. Everyone got snacks. Me and Austin didn't get any snacks.
Dead. They're like, oh, like the little snacks they serve you.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, they're like, we're not giving them pistachios and lemon rinds. Get the fuck out. This hotel is $3,000 a night and she's just yeeting peach iced tea.
Yeah, they were like, get out. I was like, perfect. So we did Lake Como, which was, I can't wait to see what it looks like in the summer because we went when it was still just a little chilly. Like, it was way too cold to get in the water. Yeah. And you know me, I want to swim.
You get in the water when it's cold. You're like James.
Yeah. You know, James is a Cancer. We're a water sign. We're just a little fish. Mm-hmm. I like to swim if I'm doing a cold plunge. But, like, if I'm just, like, out on vacation, like, I'm not trying to just, like, everyone's right in, like a full-blown snowsuit and I'm just in the water. It's not the vibe. It's not the time.
That's true.
So it was a little chilly in Lake Como, but stunning, beautiful, iconic. We loved it. Even it rained, and we still had the best time ever. We went from Lake Como, and then we went to, I can't remember where we went after that, Lake Como. Oh, we went to Cinque Terre. You and James have got to go there. It's so fun.
It looks so pretty. Honestly, whenever I go anywhere in Europe, like Portugal or like all these places I've gone with James, like the water is so cold and these people that like literally basically anyone that's not American are like unfazed by cold water. They're like, this is normal. They're so used to swimming in the Atlantic that everything just like makes sense to them. And we're over here like, get our asses to Florida. Like, what are we doing here?
It's warm. Yeah. Well, I wonder because we went so early in May. Cinque Terre is... The beach there was so beautiful. It was really cold, but we swam anyways. The only video I got of us in the ocean is this video of Austin. I'm like taking this cute video. I'm like, babe, smile. He like swings the camera around. He's like, I'm peeing. I'm like, no.
Yeah. But it probably felt nice. I was
like, yeah, you know, just like a good, but it was a nice little cold plunge. We had so much fun in Cinque Terre. I feel like you and James would thrive there. And I do think it gets warmer closer to the summer. I don't know. I could be wrong. Everyone listening is probably like,
that's the thing.
Never gets
even
warm.
When it gets warm, the water's still fucking cold. So like when we were in Portugal, I was like hot and sweating, but there's a difference in getting in like a pool that's like refreshing. It still feels like you're cold plunging, dude. You're like, hal, hal.
Yeah. Well, we went from there, which was like beachy, lovely. And then we went to Florence and we had the most booty tang Airbnb experience ever.
What happened? Why was it so booty tang? Was it booty tang?
All right. If you girly pops have been following me for a while, then you already know that I've been using Care Vitamins for legit years. I think actually around 5 years. Now, I love these things for a multitude of reasons and have gotten all my family to start taking them as well, because anytime I go home and they see my cute little personalized packs, they're like, wait, I need that. And it's great because outside of it being personalized with their name on the packets, like it literally says Shannon on the packet. I love it. It's completely personalized with what your body needs. You just take this easy, in-depth 5-minute quiz and it asks you all about your body, your lifestyle, your day-to-day consumptions and health goals. Now, this is the part, though. This is the part where we got to be honest, like how many drinks you have a week. And we all know we'd be having that wine. But it's great because like me, who be having that wine, in my pack, I get magnesium, which is helpful because you can be deficient in magnesium when consuming alcohol. It explains it all in this pamphlet they give you, too. I love it. I've got ashwagandha in my pack as well for concentration. We've got B12 for energy, probiotics for my gut health. And everyone, I think I'm doubled up on my gut health too, the probiotic, because everyone wants good gut health. And I can see a serious difference in my digestion when I'm consistently taking my Care of Vitamins. Each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals, which was personalized by doctor-backed recommendation, taking all the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. Because God knows I don't know any of this stuff. So we need the doctors to come in here. Also, for all of us trying to take care of sweet Mother Earth a little bit more, you can take comfort in knowing that Care/of's daily vitamin packs are made of plant-based compostable film, so you can stress less about your impact on the environment. I am always traveling, as you guys know, so having these individual packs that are like already made up with everything I need in them is just so much more convenient than packing a bunch of different bottles of pills. And y'all already know that I hooked it up with a code. For 50% off your first Care/of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code probably50. That's a whopping 50% off your first order that'll head straight to your door by heading to takecareof.com and entering code probably50. You're welcome.
The booty tang. Okay, so first of all, we split an Airbnb. I was about to say something else. We split an Airbnb with Sarah Smith. That was a lot of asses. Raw and rebellious. We love her. So it's me, Austin, and Sarah, who's just like the silliest, goofiest group together. We get there. And I just didn't realize that Florence was so city, like very like New York. Like we had been coming from like these beach towns. It's very, very city.
Right.
And then it's like very city, but also very old. So when you get to the Airbnb, it's like you have potential for it to be like 9 million years old. Who knows?
So true.
However long, whenever Florence was founded. So we get there.
For
first,
me,
the
I think it's probably
out.
9 million.
Yeah, I think it's 9 million. I couldn't be too sure, but I'm pretty sure it's close. So the power goes out. We're like mid trying to steam our dress for this like nice wedding party. Need a steamer, need a crimper, you know, just like a few basic necessities.
Yeah, crimpers, very basic necessities.
Just like, yeah, blow a fuse, then the Wi-Fi goes out. And then Austin's convinced that somehow the electricity and the plumbing was connected. I just don't think that is how it happens.
He's like, I don't know. I really don't know, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but he has this way of like convincing me, like when he doesn't have an explanation, he will make something up.
Can I tell you, I think that men do that, but I've started calling James out. Like, he'll be like, well, you know, when you sleep 12 hours, your eyes get bluer. And I'm like, right, hold on. What, did you just say that? And he goes, yeah. Like I call him out on stuff. Like, he says, he never said that about the blue eyes, but like, he says the most random shit that I'm like, do you know that for sure? And he'll go, no. But he is always honest. And I'm like, do you have facts to back that up? He's like, no, but I heard that somewhere. I'm like, okay. Like, but sometimes they, especially in dire situations, you're so desperate to have an answer. You're like, of course, the plumbing and electricity are connected. Of course. Like, you're just like willing to believe them because it like, you want something to make sense.
Men are just so logical. Austin could talk through, like, when I went and saw Frank recently, our favorite psychic in Asheville. I had the recording of Frank basically saying I was going to marry Austin 5 years ago, 3 years before I met Austin. And Austin's like, now he's trying to figure out a logistical way that could have happened, but Frank's not actually psychic. I'm like, Austin, I got the timestamps, my guy. He's like, I'm like, no. Anyways, Austin loves to talk through something through a logistic standpoint. So apparently the plumbing and the electricity are connected. I don't think they are. But that was the new point in our relationship where the drains wouldn't drain. I'm so grossed out by like the showering when like the drains won't drain. Like there was no draining, no plumbing.
It was just like the first puddling around your ankles. You're like when there's a shower situation, but there's a bathtub and the bathtub just like very slowly starts filling up. And then you like look at all the dirt that's coming off of you in that you're just like it is so foul.
Yeah. This part of the story I probably shouldn't even tell. Austin's going to be embarrassed or someone. Actually, it's my own doing. So I'm the only person that should be embarrassed. But have you seen that trend on TikTok that's called the internal shower trend where you like drink chia seeds?
No. What?
Okay. So it's like this. It went viral like last summer. And it might still be around. I don't know. But essentially, Sarah, she has Crohn's. And so she has a lot of like stomach issues. And she had not gone to the bathroom in 4 days. And so
I'm looking this up. It's called drink chia seeds.
No. It's called the internal shower.
Internal shower. Oh, God. What GI doctors think of the internal shower drink that's all over TikTok? Drink claims to help treat constipation. Listen. Prepped by mixing a tablespoon of 2 chia seeds into a glass of water, squeezing lemon juice into the glass, and then drinking the concoction on an empty stomach.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This is what happened. Obviously, everyone was like a little off. Sarah hadn't gone to the bathroom in 4 days. And I was just like.
No, that's troublesome. Okay. That's troublesome. There gets to a point where you do have to poop, where you're going to have to get an enema.
I know. So I'm like concerned for her because if I miss a day, I'm thrown off. I'm like, hold up. So I'm like more concerned for her. So I find, and this is one thing, everywhere in Italy, it's just like water and croissants. No, espresso and croissants. That's it. There's no like avocado toast or like a leaf right. or anything with like any type of like fiber or nutrients. No, I will find anything. I find this place down the street that's a smoothie bar and it has a lot of chia seeds. I'm like, perfect. It's the time for us to do an internal shower. So I don't even need to do one, but I'm just like, I love chia seeds. They've got a lot of protein.
You do it with her?
Yes.
So you're literally, that is so crazy to me. You're like, you know what? I'll also shit my pants. Sure. Fine.
Chia seeds. I'm like, you know what? I could use a cleanse. But it's just like, I felt like none of us were eating any fiber. Like we were just eating like noodles and bread. So I was like, well, I could probably like use a little something just to like, you know, we're traveling.
Did y'all do it like the recipe I just read with like the lemon, the chia seeds and whatever on the empty stomach?
So we just did the chia with water. We didn't have access to... You know what? I don't know why I didn't have any lemons because I feel like there's a lot of lemons in Italy, like limoncello, you know, whatever.
Yeah, anyways. Wait. You should have just fucking tossed some limoncello in that shit.
That's what Shannon's like, let's do a little limoncello. This might go down faster. Well, so I went to the bathroom when we got back and Austin was also in the other bathroom, which they told us one bathroom was like kind of like you couldn't put a lot of toilet paper in it, but they didn't get that. That's too specific, okay? That's too many details for a bathroom. I clogged the
toilet.
Honestly,
you sound like you're on a houseboat.
That's what I thought. They said you couldn't even flush toilet paper there. And I clogged the toilet, and it stayed that way. And it was really an embarrassing point of my relationship with Austin.
You had the internal shower, and it clogged the toilet. You did that. And you didn't. And you weren't even constipated. And Sarah is the one that needed to do it. And did Sarah even poop?
I don't even think she did. I think it wasn't until the next day.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I might fuck around and do an internal shower. Sounds kind of nice. I'm at the age that when I get diarrhea, I'm not upset. You know what I mean? Just I'm at that age where I'm like, okay, yeah. Feel nice and skinny now.
Well, yeah, we like it. It's a good little cleanse. But when you're somewhere where the plumbing is 9 million years old, I wouldn't recommend it.
I couldn't recommend it less.
Also, I feel like we were on a houseboat the whole time. Florence was equivalent houseboat.
It's also, it's giving houseboat energy. It's also just like really gross. I don't care who you are. Like when you're peeing and wiping or definitely pooping and wiping and then putting that toilet paper in a trash can, that's just like a foul environmental thing. I feel like you just got like kidnapped and they're like, shit in this fucking bucket. And you're like, ah, okay.
I know. Yeah. So anyways, that was just like our first day in Florence. And it was, I'm sure there's some people here that are like, Florence is my favorite place in the whole entire world. But I just wasn't equipped for the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, there's just some things. We're like, we love Florence. We could make a couple changes to Florence. We could dabble in a couple upgrades in Florence. Whatever. I guess you're there for the culture. But was the wedding the most beautiful thing you've ever seen? Because I want to get married in Italy.
Yeah. I don't know how we got to internal shower. I'm so sorry, you guys. Something about
Shannon. Oh, no. It was really important. Really important to the story.
It was
also,
just,
aren't you about to do that thing again where you send in your poop?
No, I thought about it and I might do it just for this podcast, but no, a stool.
Honestly,
sample.
I need more content. Remember when you were like, it felt very animalistic.
Yes, it was terrible. I was like a cat in a litter box. That was for health reasons, you guys. If you missed that episode, I did just get my blood drawn. I got my blood drawn. I got everything tested. But luckily, it was just a blood test.
You love to be poked and prodded. I never met anyone that does more fucking weird tests than you. Actually, Taylor does a bunch of weird tests.
You got it. After Shannon, you're just wild. Like, after I got my IUD out, I was like, I should probably have my hormones checked. Like, they just yanked that thing out willy-nilly. Like, it was running a whole system inside my body. And then they're like, literally, they just throw it in the trash.
That? Osmosis Jones. And they've got, like, everything set up perfectly. And you're just like, bloop. And he's like, what the fuck? We had a good thing going here.
Literally. We were running a whole system here. Yeah. So anyways, I am getting some tests. I'll come back here. I just read my lab reports on my next
Yeah.
Episode.
I'm like, honestly, we just have one episode where Anna Grace divulges all of her personal medical information. HIPAA laws don't exist. And she has to tell us every detail about your lab report.
Yeah. But also it really will up-level the quality of your life. I'm sorry.
I'm sure it will. If James was here, he'd be like fucking locked and loaded on this shit.
James is like doing a stool sample. When I see him in Joshua Tree, I'm going to convince him to do all this.
I like turn a corner. They're just like, me and Austin are hiking. They're just like shitting in each other's hands.
Ew, gross. You know what?
They're like, it's for science. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, as much as Shannon and I do always like talk like funny potty talk stuff, I actually get really grossed out. Like the Florence thing grossed me out. So bad.
Anytime we've ever traveled together, you and I are really good about being like, don't go in there. And then we'll be like, okay, I just went in there and smelled it. It's fine now. Or we'll be like, okay, can you go downstairs? We're like very like, what's the word? I'm like, we're very nice to each other. Considerate. We're very considerate for each other in those situations. We're like, okay, don't go. Don't go in there. I got to go. Don't go in there. And you're like, okay, thank you. How long do you think? I'm like, that one's going to be a 10 minuter.
Shannon always, she says, don't go in there. I'm like, okay, let's go for a walk.
Okay, hear me out. I want us to all think back to sex ed for a second. It's absolutely drilled into our heads how to prevent pregnancy. But what about when it's time to plan for it? I feel like we're taught that we're supposed to go to the OBGYN once a year for our annual checkups, but checking in with our fertility, it's usually not a thing until we're ready for kids, and then sometimes not even then. More times than not, we aren't checking in with our fertility until we find ourselves struggling to get pregnant, unfortunately. We are no longer living in a day and age where we have to just wait and see. Why not just find out sooner? Knowledge is power, and when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. And that's exactly why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. I actually did this a few years ago with Modern Fertility when I was 25, and the prick is honestly not bad at all. I've just done it again now that I'm 29 because I'm just curious about my body as I'm aging, and they make it so easy too. You just mail in the sample you take with a prepaid label, and then you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. It's super easy and quick. What you get back is really cool too, because they give you insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have more or fewer eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can really impact your fertility. The results go really deep into what every hormone means. So if you're like me and didn't really understand the verbiage, don't worry, they break it all down really nicely for you. Also, you can download the results and share them with your doctor, which is nice. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. Oh, and you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA/HSA. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering my listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That means your test is only going to cost $159, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/probably. That's modernfertility.com/probably.
I have to shift it away from potty talk for a second. Well, yeah. One, did you have anything you want to talk about? Because you told me you had some interesting topics.
Yes. Well, okay. I was setting the stage for that was our arrival in Florence. It was like a little bit of drama. But other than that, we went to Haley's wedding, which was up on top of this beautiful hill that was this stunning villa. Now, one thing about this villa, though,
that I saw, it was gorgeous.
I mean, it was truly, it was giving Bridgerton. It was giving just like king and queen vibes. I don't even know. Just regal. The pathway to get up there, though, I mean, that is another thing. I mean, it was crazy. It was like you would go, and if a car was coming this way, like one of you guys, you'd be in a Mexican standoff. Someone would have to back, like reverse. Like that's how
a lot of the streets in London are. And I asked James about that. I was like, because I obviously ride with him in the car all the time. I'm like, so what? Like, how do you know which one comes? He's like, I mean, it's just a courtesy thing. You're like, I have room to back up, so I'll back up and let you through, or you have room to back up, so back up and let me through. I'm like, that is terrible. Americans would just be like, poof, poof, poof. We would just be bumping into each other.
Bumping. Well, I was thinking it was just because it was like such an old villa, but I guess it's just a thing because obviously the United States is a much newer country, so we just have updated road system, right?
Yeah, that and I just think like I bet your villa was even tinier because the reason it's like that in London is because people park on the street, and so then there's not enough room for like 2 cars on the street if people are parked on the street.
Yeah,
I'm sure okay. The villa in Italy was just actually even tinier.
I felt like I was going to a castle. It truly was. When we got on the plane the next day, Austin was like, I feel like we were in a movie last night. Every single detail was perfect. Austin was in awe, and he's not very awestruck. He's kind of just like, whatever. Yeah, it's cool.
Right.
I was like, wow, wow, wow. Like everything. But think, I mean, she's been a wedding photographer. She's seen everything. So I knew I was like, Haley's wedding is going to be like the most perfectly. There was a whole table just for cheese. Like it was.
Wow.
Wow. It was that. That is when you know it's a good wedding. Whole table.
Full. That's when burrata. You guys are all going to need another internal shower.
There was a whole table full of burratas, and I did not do any more internal showers. We would have gotten evicted from our Airbnb.
Did you think that the gluten thing that they say about Italy, when everyone goes to Italy and they're like, I'm so gluten intolerant, but when I was here, it didn't affect me at all. Did you find that to be true when you were there? Because I know you don't fuck with gluten.
Yeah, I literally did not have a single digestive issue minus the internal shower drink, but that was self-inflicted.
The one that you bestowed upon yourself.
It's just like, this is good for me. It's, let me tell you guys, it went viral for a reason. It does work. So I ate it. First of all, 2 things, if anyone's listening, they list allergies so well over there, like on the menus, it's very well, like shellfish, nuts, da 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 da, everything. And they mention gluten on some of the menus, but I had no issues. And I went over there with the mindset of being like, I'm not going to stress about it. Like, I don't really care or whatever. Everyone said gluten doesn't count. I'm embodying that mindset. Like, I'm just, YOLO. Right. We're living. Also, I love pasta and all the things. But I don't have celiac where I, like, have to go to the hospital. Like, so, you know, I don't know. I don't know about those people. But I didn't have any issues. I ate all the things. And Haley's wedding was like the most beautiful sit down dinner meal, pasta, like handmade Italian pasta. There was like a man singing Italian music. There was like a guy singing and playing the saxophone. There was live music. There was like everything. They had a chef come out and make the cake in front of us, the bride and groom's cake.
No.
Yes. Yes.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. That is fucking cool.
There was like, we were all sitting down. There's like a little gelato cart. Austin got like three things of gelato. It was like.
He's crazy. Y'all are wilding out. Now that y'all don't drink anymore, y'all do some weird fucking shit. Like if I saw some dude getting three gelatos, I'd be like, my guy, have a drink. Like you, like he's fiending for something.
I did. I said, this is our drug of choice.
This man has three gelatos. He has recently removed something from his life.
Well, and yeah, we really did. We were like just going in on the gelato, but here's the kicker. So the wedding, on the wedding invitation, it said, I think it was 6 to 2 a.m. And we had to leave pretty early because the villa was far away. So there was shuttle. So it took like an extra hour. So we left at like 3, and then.
So where they got married in the villa, you stayed there?
No, no, no. But the bridal party did stay there, which it was really cool, but I wasn't in the bridal
party.
That's
stunning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Got you. That's so cool.
So, and of course, like Haley's the only person that I know that would truly like, it was like they got married, did the most like stunning sunset reception, like overlooking everything. That was where like it was like the cheese tables, the all the cool things, and then it was like this beautiful sit down dinner. Y'all, they, and her dad gave the best speech ever. He was so funny. It was midnight and they're like baking the cake in front of us. I was like, oh, so Austin starts, I'm like, pick up the gelato, hit him with another one. That's why he had the three
gelato. We got to give this man a fucking sugar rush. We got to fucking get him wilding up. I'm like, you got emergency pixie sticks in your clutch. You're like, come on, babe. We got to stay awake.
I know. No, there was a point on the very first day where we landed where I'm like, shit, I miss drugs. I would do a drug right now. If someone handed me a drug,
yeah,
I would do it. Like when you're, you get to that level of sleepiness, I'm like, damn, see back when I used to be a crackhead and take Adderall 4 times a day. This would have been a breeze.
Right, you're like, I would definitely be awake right now.
Yeah. And Haley and all of them, they were not doing drugs. They're just like, they're just running on freaking
high vibes,
2 a.m. I mean, then they hit an after party, and like the content of the after party is like all the groomsmen have their shirt off. They're like wearing the garter on their head. Like it was just like
hilarious.
It was just like a wild, fun wedding. I wish we could have stayed later, but we had a flight at like 8 a.m. the next morning. So we had to like villa down the mountain. Yeah. But it was stunning. I wish you and James had been there, because it would have really been something.
It is that time of year where everyone wants to come visit me. And I'm not going to lie, guys. I love it. I really do. I love hosting. But the one thing you're going to need for that, wine. You need to have wine on deck. So if you followed me at all in the last 3 years, you know I am beyond obsessed with First Leaf Wine. Like, I honestly just will not shut up about them. I found them randomly a while back, and they have continued to impress me because they literally always have the best deals. And that's just always going to impress me. I love a deal. So let me break it down for y'all. First Leaf is amazing if you love wine, but you also don't like really know all the ins and outs. I know what tastes I like and don't like, but I'm not really able to apply that to a list of wines and types and regions and all the fancy stuff that comes with wine. So First Leaf does it for you. They take the guesswork out of the wine selection with a super easy and short taste quiz. It's like a 96% proven accuracy. And honestly, for me, it's 100% because I have loved every wine they've sent me. It also comes straight to your door, which is amazing. I love when things come to my door. And you can pick it up when it arrives if you'd rather do that too. I love trying wines from like South Africa, New Zealand, more than just California stuff. And it's so nice because First Leaf really gives you the chance to explore so many different types. I just feel so cultured. And by the way, the wines are nice. It's not some gimmick where you get a bunch of weird low budget wine. These are high quality wines that are just a fraction of the price. So you might be tired of hearing me rave about it, but I'm not. And listen, this time of year, like I said, I love reconnecting with friends and family over bottles of First Leaf wine. And I bet you'll feel that way too. So give First Leaf a try. Head over to tryfirstleaf.com/probably to sign up and save 50% on your first 6 hand-curated bottles plus free shipping. That's tryfirstleaf.com/probably to save 50% on your first 6 bottles plus free shipping. tryfirstleaf.com/probably.
Oh my God. I mean, I saw pictures. I feel like I was there, all the videos and pictures I saw, because she had a lot of YouTubers and stuff there too. So the content was chef's kiss. And I feel like I was there and it was just like the most stunning, cool thing ever.
I know. I wanted to post more content from it, but I was trying to be respectful of posting. Is this a rule? I don't know if this is a rule. Posting her dress and her looks before she got to post them. You know what I mean? But then I was thinking, like, all the time.
So my personal opinion on this is, one, I feel like they usually, like, kind of say what they want people to do or not do. Like, there's usually, like, my sisters had a sign that said, like, please do not take photos during the ceremony. And, like, I think it's, like, pretty well known. People in the bridal party, I think every wedding that I've been a part of as a bridesmaid, I always know, like, I'm not posting the bride's looks or anything like that until the bride does, of course. But like, I just think it is a nice thing to do, to like wait a day or two until the bride gets to post her like very first photo. Like, you obviously can post any pictures from the wedding that you want, like of y'all, like the bridesmaids are like enjoying it, maybe the first dance, I guess. But like, I don't know, I think it's better to err on the like end of caution with bride stuff, because it's just like a nice thing to be considerate of like their moment, you know. It's just the one time they have, so
yeah,
let them get all the clicky clicks and the likes and everything first for their big moment.
Yeah, like a grand reveal. And her looks were so like grandiosa. And also I love Haley and Brian so much. I was like, I wanted to post like everything they were doing that was like cute and funny, and like they're such entertainers.
Yes.
Haley is so entertaining. But I was like, so I do like another dump like a month from now, because they're still traveling. They haven't posted anything yet. So I was like, I don't want to post and spoil her moment. So anyways, maybe more content to come. But I did actually get a lot of like recs and cute ideas and things for Florence that is positive outside of the internal shower drink that I saved to like a highlight. So if someone's actually traveling, there is some like actual useful.
That's fantastic. So stunning wedding. Cannot believe that anything happened that was that beautiful, because like now it like makes you want to get married in Italy even more. And honestly, like, I was this bitch when me and James first met and we're dating for like 3 months. I was like, what are your thoughts on getting married in Italy? If you ever got married to someone who was a girl that also wanted to get married in Italy, would you ever get married in Italy? What are your thoughts about that? He's like,
what do you say,
fucking weirdo? Like, but he was like, yeah, honestly, that sounds like sick. And I'm like, okay, cool. Anyways, it's like my dream. I told Haley this on my podcast. I'm like, I've always just like wanted to get married in Italy. It just sounds beautiful. I've only ever been to Italy once. I don't have that many ties. I'm not Italian. I'm honestly the most uncultured like fucking swine you've ever met in your life. I'm just the most like classic American. But I'm like, ooh, I'd love to get married into Italy. Doesn't that sound nice?
Italy. What part? But, okay, do you know?
That. Oh God, no. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. She has no idea.
I think Haley asked me that too. Like, what part are you thinking? I'm like, bitch, I ain't got a clue.
Florence was stunning.
That's what I'll just make my little European boyfriend do. I'm like, you pick the spot, babe.
Wait, really quick, you guys. My leg's falling asleep so bad. I'm like going into rigor mortis. Hold on.
Not rigor mortis. Oh my gosh, you got to hop and jump around a little bit. Okay, while you're fixing your dead leg, I'm going to explain the fun game that I thought would be fun to do. So Anna Grace knows nothing about pop culture to the point that it's genuinely infuriating to me in really all facets of our life, because I'll just be wanting to talk about something so fucking worldly, widely, obviously known, and she'll be like, who's that? And I'm like,
oh no,
fucking the Pope? And she was like, who? Like, she literally doesn't know shit about you. It's my favorite thing about you, that you're so like removed from what you seem like someone who would be into pop culture. I don't know. It's just like your look. Like, you give me like pop star country singer, like would follow along with E! News and stuff. But she just ain't like literally none of it. I'm going to go on your phone when you're not looking, and I'm going to fucking follow all these like gossip sites, and you're going to be like looking like, how do I have this? And it's just going to infiltrate your mind, because I need you to know the stuff I'm talking about. So I thought it'd be funny to pepper her with some little like pop culture moments, and like, you might not know that they happened or who they are, but I feel like you can give me your like just general, you know, opinion about them.
I'm ready. You know, and sometimes I know I really don't listen. I don't know why. Like, I am curious about pop culture, but see, I feel like there's so many layers, like all the stuff that happened with like Vanderpump, like every time I see memes about it, I'm like, I couldn't even possibly begin. Like, I feel like I'd have to take a course. Like, I'd have to go back to college and take a 10-week
you would
program to understand what's going on. So I start feeling like it's like
program.
It's like when people say, like, have you ever seen, what is that show everybody watched? You know, with the Khaleesi girl. What's the one? You know what I'm talking about?
Game of Thrones. Yeah, I never watched that. And you're right. That does feel like one of those. It feels like a you would have to, like, set up a date and time, like, appointments to really learn about it.
Yeah, like, I feel like learning pop culture at this point is like Game of Thrones. Like, it's like, oh, I don't know where to start. Yeah. And then I don't really get on social media as much.
Surely
anymore.
Not episode one, season one.
I mean, I would finish it by the I would be 42 years old by the time I would have it all down. So at this point,
that's so true. You could dress up as Khaleesi for Halloween. That would be kind of a vibe.
That would be cool. I wonder if Austin's seen Game of Thrones. I doubt it. He's not a big.
No, you would know, because anyone that's seen Game of Thrones can't fucking wait to tell you they've seen Game of Thrones. They can't wait to talk about it. They're like vegans. They're like, oh my God, Game of Thrones, I'm using it. And they like know everything about the maps and the books and the leather bound like journals of like they fucking, you would know.
No, you know what's even crazier? My brother-in-law listens to podcasts that recap Game of Thrones episodes. That's
you know committed. What I was about to roll my eyes and make like I was about to be like, oh my God, but what the fuck do I listen to? Podcasts that recap Vanderpump Rules. So honestly, I need to shut the fuck up. Get out. Like, get out. Honestly, you're doing great, Chip. Keep it up, Chip.
Like, I was about to say, who has the time? Shaden's like, I'm doing that.
Who has the time? I like go on deep dives on TikToks on like the dumbest shit. I'm like, oh, Kid Bump Z started dating Victoria Beckham's left fucking fourth cousin. Like, what? And I'm like, oh my God, he listens to podcasts about Game of Thrones. Who has the time? Like, bitch, you do. You have so much fucking time. You do.
Well, I do feel like it often works in my favor. I don't know if it's offensive or helpful. I don't know. Because a lot of people that I do readings for that have like a famous significant other or like even when you and I first became friends, you were on reality TV, like I couldn't be like less impressed. Like I'm sorry, now run that back. No, what sport are we talking about?
Funny, because you know what? I wonder if there's ever a situation where you're reading someone and you say something like, I don't know, like really obvious about their life that's like very in the public eye, and you're like, I'm seeing XYZ, and they're like, no shit, Sherlock, like it's all over E! News, and you're like, you know, I'm getting this like vision of you like on TV. The girl's like, I literally went on The Bachelor. Like, I don't you wouldn't know.
I would have no idea. So maybe it's just like I'm just a very unbiased opinion or like people just know that I don't have like a secret angle because I just like literally don't know like diddly dick.
You don't know diddly dick. One thing about Anna Grace, she don't know diddly dick.
Okay, so what are the questions?
About pop culture.
Oh God. Okay, here we go.
I want to know what your thoughts are on the fact that Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are dating.
No.
Yes, wait, they are.
No, they're not. Are they?
Yes, they are.
I thought he
yes,
was like are. So. Look at I this. Thought he was so small.
And he is.
I thought you were just like making that up to tell me that.
No,
to get my reaction.
No, wait. Let me see. There's a spiral picture going around of them in the bathtub. It's like Timothy Chalamet. Hold on. Okay.
Isn't he? Yeah, he's the one from Stranger together. Things.
They're like, no, bitch, no. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with
also,
you?
Who the fuck is Timothy Chalamet then? Are you sure he wasn't in? Is he in Game of Thrones?
No, I'm so over you, dude. But look at this picture. Hold on. This is what's like going viral. It's so funny. It's like this is the picture I just sent it to you. This is a picture of Kylie Jenner. They're saying this is Kylie Jenner and Timothy in the bath. It's honestly not very nice to say, but it's so funny.
Shannon, you have to put it on the podcast page. What is, whose feet are the, I thought it was small.
I still have to put it on the podcast page, bitch, because it's on every meme pop culture page you've ever seen in your life. If I put that on my podcast, everyone would be like, she just took that from 1,000 other pop culture pages. You just literally don't watch fucking pop culture.
Wait, this is giving...
I'm going to force feed you the toast. You would listen to Claudia and Jackie. You would love it. You would digest it so well. You would think they are so funny. And it's also like really smart and intellectual as well. I'm telling you, I'm going to force feed you the toast because it's good pop culture. They do a thing called like the Fast Five, and like it's just like quick pop culture moments that they like discuss. So I'm going to make you listen to that.
Well, this is what I think about that photo. I think that you just sent me a photo from a water birth. That looks like a baby just slid out of somebody's tootie top.
Wait, you're so right. I'm like lost my voice and my laugh isn't even loud. You sent me a photo from a water birth. Oh my God, you're so right. That's so scary.
Think you know diamonds? Probably not as much as you think, actually. Over 1 billion years old, the natural diamond is still very much a part of the present. Our engagement ring, the gift from a partner, or the jewelry that we buy to celebrate a win sparks a lot of joy. But did you know that stone is connected to 10 million people around the world? From Canada to Africa to Australia, the impact of the natural diamond industry is huge, providing healthcare, building schools and roads to remote communities worldwide. Your natural diamond actually saves threatened species like the African elephant from extinction and protects more land than Paris, London, and New York City combined. Each natural diamond promises a more sparkling future for generations to come. Discover so many more natural diamond truths at naturaldiamonds.com/thank you.
The next question I have is, what do you think about, it's Robert De Niro. He's like a very famous actor, obviously. He's 79.
I was going to say, I really didn't even know he was like still alive. Okay, continue. So
he just had a baby.
What?
Yeah, he was on the Today Show talking about like how happy he is for fatherhood and like how he's just like super pumped to be a dad again, obviously again. And yeah, he's 79 years old.
Like if you had told me that Robert De Niro had passed away, I would have been like, RIP. So
yeah, a lot of people would have said that. They would have been devastated because he's a great person, but like everyone would not have been like, how did he die? They'd be like, oh no, I hate to hear it. All the good ones go, you know?
Wait, all right. Who's?
But no, he was like on the Today Show, like holding up a onesie, being like, "I love fatherhood."
That is honestly the trajectory that you and I are probably on. I'm just kidding.
So true.
Taylor's like literally holding out for her fourth child. She's like, "You guys, hurry it up." Okay.
She's like, "I want to have babies with my friends next time. I need you guys to hurry up." But isn't that just so crazy? Imagine like. Your dad, by the time you can like cognitively recognize your father and like speak to him, like, I don't know, like three, four years old, like he's in his 80s.
He's like 100. I'm not good at math, but it's old.
He's 102. The math's mathing. 80 plus 3, 100.
I was like, wait, wow. I'm just kidding. I actually do really like Robert De Niro. I hadn't heard his name in a while. So I definitely didn't know that he was expecting a newborn child.
Yeah,
you know what? Hey, you know what I kind of like?
He took some time off for movies and he said, it's time for me to pop a couple more out.
He said, does he have other kids? Does he have like a lot of kids?
That was his seventh child.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Seven's a strong number. So he brought it home strong. You know, he ended it on seventh heaven.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Congratulations, Robert. We're so happy for you here on Probably Podcast. Also, last question I'm going to follow it up with is I do want to ask your thoughts on Scandoval. You surely have seen enough about it on like Instagram and stuff to understand a little bit of what happened, right?
Shannon, when I tell you, those memes are like decoding hieroglyphics. Like there are so many moving parts. Like I couldn't even begin to figure out like, are they dating? Are they like a community? Do they work together? Like, I don't even know how these people are acquaintances, how they're connected. Like,
okay, I'll explain it to you. It's as if I have been having an affair with Mike, Taylor's husband, for 7 months.
Okay.
For 7 months, I've been having an affair. And Austin knew like 3 months in.
Mm. Mm. Did Austin tell me?
Austin didn't tell anyone. It just, when it all came out, it also came out that Austin knew. And everyone was like, you fucking knew? And he had like a, yeah, he's got like a wife. He's like, in, like that's in the friend group and everything. And he didn't tell anyone. And yeah, and then Taylor, and then imagine me and Mike are still like, why is everyone so mad? Like, we want to be together. And like, Taylor's literally like, what the fuck is happening? Like, that's the, that they did a really good, I saw a meme recently. You might have seen, I posted, I did like, it's like a breakdown of like the Scandoval, if it was the characters from Friends. And it's like, imagine Rachel and Chandler are having an affair and Ross knew the whole time, or like Joey knew the whole time. It's like one of those things.
This is a lot to process, but I'm with it.
Basically, what do you think about people cheating with their best friends?
Damn.
Fucked up.
That shit is fucked up. But I told you, you know, we talked about it on here, how my ex-boyfriend cheated on me with my best friend. When I basically walked in on it. I didn't really like know that they were like actually like fucking. I thought like something weird was going on, but we were all like drunk. And then, yeah, but that was like, I was 20. So it was a long time ago. So basically I've already lived this scandal. And let me tell you what.
You're like, okay, so Scandoval was me. Yeah, I had it.
I think they actually like got the story from me. I think they wrote this about
me. The storyline came from you. Did your best friend and that guy end up dating? Are they like together still? Are they married with kids?
No, I killed
them. Play dates with Robert De Niro? No, because I killed them.
No, because I did kill them in my head. So when I say I killed them in my head, I don't know what happened to either one of them. One of them could be in jail.
Wait, I couldn't be sure where any of them are.
I couldn't be too sure. Now, my question for you is, I don't quite understand why everyone would have been mad at Austin in this situation, even though he knew. Were people mad at him for knowing?
Anna Grace.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're sticking up for Austin because hypothetically it's Austin. Austin would never do that, but I know you're riding for your guy. But like, no, of course you're mad at Austin. Austin should have like done the right thing. I mean, like, you have to, he shouldn't have told Taylor. Austin shouldn't have told Taylor because it's not his place to tell Taylor. But like, he should have been like, this is not okay. You have to break up with, you have to divorce Taylor, Mike, if you want to be with Shannon.
Right. Mike, damn it. Okay. So also, how did Austin find out?
Austin found out because he was like basically suspicious and then just kind of like asked, and then Mike was like, yeah, dude, it happened.
Well, Mike, the fuck?
The fuck? Honestly, everyone's mad at Mike in this situation. That is Sandoval is Scandoval. That's why they call it that. But we can, you know what? It's a bit touch and go here. People are going to clip this out, and everyone has always assumed the worst about me and Taylor's relationship. They're like, how are they so close? So you know what? This is just, we're getting down a hairy, wiry road here. So we can cut it off here. This has been a very long episode. So fuck it. Also, sorry guys, if anything lagged or if we were talking over each other, it's really like, it's just not the same to not have you in person. So I cannot wait to be in Joshua Tree. We're going to record another episode because I had a lot of questions that people wanted to know from you. And honestly, I was kind of curious about them too, because you always have an answer for everything. You always know what to say for everything. And it was a lot of like deep questions about like boundaries and like communicating with like family members when there's drama and like all kinds of stuff. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask her these questions in Joshua Tree and we can have like a really spiritual, like deep thought out moment on a podcast, and we'll be together, so we won't be talking over each other, except for we will, but it'll be in person, so it'll be cuter.
It'll be way more fun and funnier because we can do it IRL. Oh my gosh, well, I love you, and I'll literally see you in 72 hours.
Congrats on both of us getting our moves done and then flying across the country within the same week and also doing the exact same thing at the exact same time, as always. I love you so much.
I love you so much. And also, no one told me that Florida was going to be this far away from California. It's just, it's really that far.
It is so far. You know me in geography, not a thing.
Not a thing. It's far. But okay, I love you. I love you. And I love everyone listening. And I'll be back next week. Bye.
Okay, also listen to AG University. It's our podcast. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Always plug. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you.